Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence and You right here at Senior Talk Radio, WCWP.org. We just had a segment about easy Thanksgiving recipes and desserts, and I think we're all starving. As Diane is leaving now, she knows next time when she comes, the table's going to have a whole bunch of food. Just kidding. Happy Thanksgiving. So we did learn a lot. We learned how to simplify dishes and also some other ideas. It's always good to hear other families and what their traditions are. And, oh, you do that? Oh, okay, maybe you could try something different. So right now we're going to welcome Dr. Marlene Levy, and you're going to be talking about hypnosis and pain management. So it's a very interesting topic. You know, people have this vision of hypnosis being this kind of thing for theater. You know, you go up, someone puts you under a state and you bark like a dog, you do all this crazy thing. But the hypnosis is really an important part now. People are using it more of suggestion. So maybe you could tell us a little bit about how hypnosis and pain management works. And first, thank you for coming in today on the day after the storm.
You are very welcome, and thank you for having me today. And I am one of everybody. I am a senior. I am the president of the New York Society of Clinical Hypnosis, and that's very important to note. If you have a computer, you click on nysch.org. That's very important for you to know. As far as clinical hypnosis, which is what I practice, we use that in operating rooms in Europe. You can have a major operation just with clinical hypnosis and no anesthesia. I have proof of it. I have DVDs of surgeons operating. It is fascinating to see. So as you see, we are not stage hypnotists. We are trained clinical hypnotherapists. And what that actually means is we go for training, and the training isn't a week or two. The training is years of training. And you have to be trained by certified societies. The American Society of Clinical Hypnosis is the only society in the United States that certifies master level and above healthcare providers that are state licensed. And it takes years for them to become qualified to utilize it within their practice. When they become certified, now also with ASH, with ASCH, the American Society, there are component sections in each state. I represent the New York State, the New York Society of Clinical Hypnosis. We have workshops. We meet every month, and we present fabulous topics. One of my vice presidents is and he's darling, I just took him on. He's a pediatric pulmonologist. He uses clinical hypnosis with his patients predominantly. Now, I'm going to talk about pain management. And here we are at a certain age where we ache and there are certain pains. When we go to pain management specialists, we hope that they are an integrated group. I am certified also by the American Society of Pain Management. It's now called Integrative Pain Management. I took boards many years ago, and I became a diplomate in that particular society. What we do is, again, I can use my expertise with pain patients, not emotional pain, it's physical pain. You can have back issues, migraine issues, phantom limb issues. I've worked with many cancer patients. I've worked with many terminal patients to help them with their pain. I am a PhD, therefore I do not work in the OR. I did train a gastroenterologist recently, and I'll make you laugh right now. He does his colonoscopies just with hypnotherapy. And he offered to do mine, which is very sweet. And I said, absolutely not. You're not. I don't want you to see me, and you're not working on me. No, 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 no. Of course, now you all know you can get Colon Guard if you want and do it at home. You don't have to have a colonoscopy if you really don't need it and you haven't had any kind of polyps that necessitated your going further with your colonoscopies. Be that as it may, I work with pain, physical pain. I work with anxiety. I work with panic attacks. And I'm having a cough, but there's no pain.
Well, let me just, if you don't mind,
absolutely,
just give you a chance to breathe a second. And what about orthopedists and physical therapists? They deal a lot with pain, and as we have become more and more physically fit and older, we're doing more and more of this. We may feel it just from the exercise, whether it's being done too much or improperly or whatever. Have you had encounters and connections with those kinds of disciplines?
Absolutely. As in the pain management has become integrative, we incorporate PAs, NPs. We don't train physical therapists, which is interesting. They're not at this particular point. We're not working with them. Many of them don't have a master's degree and a state license. They have BAs or BSs, I believe. Again, we are the only society that certifies master level and above healthcare providers, and we're just letting a number of different. We didn't even let chiropractors in at one particular point. What each professional becomes trained in is their particular profession, and it becomes an adjunct, another method to help your patient. Now, many of you go to pain management, and the choices are not that great in many of the facilities, especially that we have here on Long Island, unfortunately. And you'll go in and you'll get medication. They'll say, okay, you can have your Neurontin for your pain or your oxycodone or all kinds of pain medications. Then they'll send you to physical therapy. They'll do that. And they'll pretty much say it's one or the other. Unfortunately, they do not incorporate clinical hypnosis. That's something you have to hear about and know about, and that's why I'm hoping that there are many listeners who will be able to provide the information I'm giving you now to your friends who are in need.
So, in other words, the opioid crisis that this country has been going through, if they were using hypnosis as an alternative to address the pain, could we in many ways be addressing the crisis as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Unfortunately, it's the pharmaceutical companies, that's what's blocking us. It's easier for doctors to give a pill. Your internist will give you a pain med. You have an orthopedic problem, you go to your internist, and your internist is going to treat you. Internist is going to treat you for depression. Internist is going to treat you for pain. It's easier to pop a pill.
So you need to be an advocate for yourself in knowing that there are alternatives here and that you are the source of trying to get around some of this medication that can end up putting you in a spot that you don't really want to end up in.
You're 100% correct. I'm so happy you brought that up. It is a crisis that we have here. I have helped so many people in severe pain. I help them get off the medication. The doctors are putting them on the medication, and they're upping it. And that, now, I have many physicians on my board of directors. So they're aware. They're trained in clinical hypnosis. They don't give out the pills. but most do. So you're going to start with the pills, and then I get the patients who want to be off that medication, that the medication stops helping, or it's too much, or the side effects are just tremendous side effects. So they'll come to me, and I will slowly help them get off. Of course, I speak to their physician, who it depends on how knowledgeable the physician is, because again, we're all in little cocoons in our specialties, and I may have my specialty, but I'm hoping that all people will look for somebody within their needs, their orthopedist, and find out who practices clinical hypnosis. In Europe, they have hospitals that there are no anesthesiologists. It's just clinical hypnosis, and you go there specifically.
Dr. Levy, we have about a minute and a half in this segment. When we come back to the second segment, this has been incredible information. I want to hear, what is hypnosis? How do you... how do you put somebody under a clinical hypnotic state? Or is everybody a good candidate for it? Because, I mean, my understanding is that there are people that aren't able to become in a hypnotic state, but that might just be stage hypnosis. How do we you know, get to that point where we can, you know, accept having a procedure without, you know, being put out? How do we reduce the pain without taking the pill? How do people do that? And I would love to hear some examples and what to expect and how to find people that do this type of treatment. So we will be back shortly with this very interesting topic, and I hope all the listeners will stay tuned. This is Project Independence and You here at WCWP.org.